ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो 12th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 23। तस्य कराग्रा शतकंडुको यदा गतो विदुरं तम व्रज स्त्रिया वासा सूत्रम लघुमारुत भवस्य देवस्य किलानु पश्यत। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। व्हेन द बॉल लीप फ्रॉम हर हैंड मोहिनी मूर्ति's हैंड एंड फेल एट अ डिस्टेंस the women began to follow it. But as Lord Shiva observed his activities, a breeze suddenly blew away the fine dress and belt that covered her. Evam tam rachurapangim darshanina manoramam drishtva tasya manas chakre visajantam bhavakila. Lord Shiva saw the woman, every part of his body was beautifully formed, and the beautiful woman also looked at him. Therefore, thinking that she was attracted to him, Lord Shiva became very much attracted to her. Purport. Lord Shiva was observing every part of the woman's body, and she was also glancing at him with restless eyes. Thus, Shiva thought that she was attracted to him, and now he wanted to touch her. Lord Shiva, his good sense taken away by the woman because of lusty desires to enjoy with her, became so mad for her that even in the presence of Bhavani, he did not hesitate to approach her. The beautiful woman was already naked, and when she saw Lord Shiva coming toward her, she became extremely bashful. Thus he kept smiling, but she hid herself among the trees and did not stand in one place. His senses agitated, Lord Shiva, victimized by lusty desires, began to follow her, just as a lusty elephant follows a she-elephant. After following her with great speed, Lord Shiva caught her by the braid of her hair and dragged her near him. Although she was unwilling, he embraced her with his arms. Being embraced by Lord Shiva like a female elephant embraced by a male, the woman whose hair was scattered swirled like a snake. O king, this woman who had large high hips was the woman of Yogamaya, presented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She released herself somehow or other from the fond embrace of Lord Shiva's arm and ran away. As if harassed by an enemy in the form of lusty desires, Lord Shiva followed the path of Lord Vishnu, who acts very wonderfully and who had taken the form of Mohini. Purport. Lord Shiva cannot be victimized by Maya. Therefore, it is to be understood that Lord Shiva was being harassed by Lord Vishnu's internal potency. Lord Vishnu can perform many wonderful activities through his various potencies. Parasya shakti vividhaiva shruyate svabhavika jnana balakriyacha. Supreme Lord has various potencies by which he can act very efficiently. To do anything expertly, he doesn't even need to contemplate. Since Lord Shiva was being harassed by a woman, it should be understood that this was being done not by a woman, but by Lord Vishnu himself. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధారి శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వేర్ లార్డ్ శివ ఇస్ బివిల్డెడ్ బై మోహిని మూర్తి ఈజ్ అ వెరీ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టివ్ చాప్టర్ ఫర్ ఆల్ devotees. In the verse previous to 23rd, that is yesterday's verse and the previous verses, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how this particular purport to this Leela, he is explaining how this is representing the attraction between man and woman and how this attraction becomes a cause of material existence. And now in today's verse, Prabhupada is actually explaining that it was not material attraction, it was attraction of the Lord's internal potency. So in both ways we can learn a lesson. First lesson is of course how this attraction between man and woman is very powerful. We see in the Shastras so many examples. Even Lord Brahma becomes attracted to his own daughter. Of course, when Lord Brahma is attracted, or here we Lord Shiva is attracted, these are not ordinary personalities. In their case, the Supreme Lord is directly intervening, and through their example, he is teaching us. If Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are attracted, who am I, or how can any one of us be not disturbed? So the Shastra's injunctions have to be followed very strictly in order to avoid any such accidents. Shastra says, matra shvastra duhitrava, that one should not be in a lonely place with one's own mother, sister, or even daughter, what to speak of anyone else, except for one's lawfully wedded wife, one should not be in solitude with a woman. And the next line is Vidvans api karshyati. It's not only for foolish or less intelligent men, but even a most intelligent person can become bewildered. Power of Maya is very, very strong. Vishwamitra Muni was performing tapasya for so many thousands of years, and just by the ankle bells of Menaka, he became bewildered. Just became attracted. How much more we should be careful. Really, in Kali Yuga, everywhere you go, you see hoardings, and you know, the atmosphere in Kali Yuga is so much rampant, especially in the Western world or even now modern India. So, if Vishwamitra Muni is attracted, who are we? But then we find a contrast in the life of Haridas Thakur. That Haridas Thakur, he was not disturbed. So, why? I would like to just go through this particular example of Haridas Thakur because it's very relevant here. How Haridas Thakur was tested twice in respect of this material sex attraction. He is also Mahajan, Lord Brahma. If you see, Lord Brahma becomes attracted to his own daughter. Lord Shiva became attracted to Mohini Murti. But Haridas Thakur, who is Lord Brahma himself, he is not attracted. What is the difference? Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita that this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to me, he can overcome. Oh. What does surrender to Krishna mean in the practical sense? Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatar Namahite Hai Sarva Jagat Uddhar. That in this age of Kali, Supreme Lord has advented in the form of the transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one who takes to this process of chanting seriously, he can become immune from the attacks of Maya. Like you go to a place which is filled with an epidemic, people are suffering. Anybody who goes there, he will be a victim. But if you take the proper inoculation, a proper injection, that even though if you have taken that treatment, even though you may go to this particular area where the epidemic is there, you are not affected by it. So one who has taken shelter of the holy name, he can become immune from the attack of Maya. Otherwise, Maya is very, very powerful. One devotee told Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I fall into Maya. And Prabhupada smiled and said, you are always in Maya, sometimes you come out of Maya. It was Giriraj Maharaj. Oh, very nice. Thank you. So one should always be cautious. Whatever estimate we have of Maya, that is actually an underestimate. Because Maya is unlimitedly powerful. She is as powerful as Krishna by the power of Krishna. But no, take shelter, just like now it's very strange weather, it's very cold, fog weather. But if one takes proper clothing, warm clothing, then even though it's very cold, one can keep himself healthy. So you can't change the weather. Very few scientists have that power to change the weather. But certainly we can protect ourselves. If it's raining very heavily, it's a downpour, you cannot stop the rainfall, but you can take an umbrella and protect yourself. Similarly, the rain of Maya is very powerful. It's practically all-pervading. We hear in the Shastra story of King Ayati, we hear the story how sometimes even demigods, they become attracted, and you know, there are yogis who become attracted. So we cannot change the law of this attraction between the opposite sex. But by proper chanting, param drishtva nivartate, one who develops a higher taste, he can become free from the desire for sense enjoyment. And even in such a case, sometimes the thought may be there, but one can learn to tolerate it. Tamsti tikshasva bharata. Krishna says, just learn to tolerate. Whatever ashram one chooses, whether brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha sannyas, this material sex attraction is very powerful. And according to the ashram, one has to either give it up totally or control it and indulge in a very controlled manner. So, once Haigriva Prabhu, one very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was explaining all the rules and regulations for grihastha ashram, Haigriva Prabhu told Srila Prabhupada, so many rules, better to forget it altogether. So Prabhupada smiled and said, you have rightly understood the point. In other words, the ultimate aim is to become free from sex attraction. But it's not possible in this material world to immediately do that. So depending on one's ashram, one learns to tolerate it. Because material enjoyment can never satisfy the soul. And it's like putting ghee in the fire. It's not that I put 10 kgs of ghee, the fire will get extinguished. So again it will come up. So the best course of action is to gradually give it up. Tolerate it. Even Yamunacharya is the grand spiritual master of Ramanujacharya. I was actually very much practicing devotee, very powerful king. He became a king. And once he became a king, he became so attached to sense gratification. He gave up his spiritual practices. See, material enjoyment blinds one. One loses track of the purpose of life. So Yamunacharya was completely in Maya, literally. So his grandfather, Nath Muni, he was very much concerned. So when he was about to leave his body, he told one of his associates, Ram Mishra, that you please help, after I leave, please help him to come back to the path of devotional service. So Ram Mishra was thinking, how can I approach him? He's a king now. You can't go to a king and say, my dear sir, you are in Maya. You know, if you want to go and preach to a person, you have to see his material status also. The person should be willing to open his heart. So Ram Mishra used a trick. Every day he would secretly come to the cook of Yamunacharya and give him some special vegetables. And he would ask him to cook for the king. And the king very much liked that vegetable. It went on for a month or some few months. And then he stopped coming. So the king, he inquired, oh, what happened? So the cook explained that Mr. Ram Mishra was bringing and now he stopped bringing, so I cannot cook. Who is this person? I want to meet him. You know, devotees have different tricks to preach. So he could meet the king. And he told Yamunacharya, who was the king at that time, that actually your grandfather left a great treasure for you. I want to give that treasure. And Yamunacharya being the king, he was, you know, when you are a king or when you have a lot of wealth, the general tendency is you want more wealth. You know, it's not that after a certain amount of money one becomes satisfied. The more you have, the more you want. That's the law of material world. So he became very anxious. Oh, what is this treasure I want? I want to use it to go and conquer other countries. He says, okay, this wealth is there, but it's lying, it's in an island. And you can go only alone with me. Nobody else should come. So he said, okay, no problem. Anything for wealth. So he went and Ram Mishra took him and they're walking. They were walking towards Sri Rangam actually. And just on the way, they sat down as they were tired and Ram Mishra began to recite the verses of Bhagavad Gita and the Shastras, which Yamunacharya in his childhood he had mastered. He was a great devotee. See, Maya is so powerful that if a person like Yamunacharya also. Because in one sense, whenever a devotee or like here Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they get bewildered, it's to teach us a lesson. That if PhD students are failing, what about KG student? You know, we are all kindergarten students, at least I am, in this path of devotional service. We should never be overconfident. We should never think, oh, bindas, doesn't matter. You know, I will conquer Maya. Never go off guard. You know, always be cautious. It's like you play a game in India. This, most of you know this kabaddi game. You go play kabaddi. You have to keep on saying. If you stop saying, then you are out. It's the same way. You have to keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. As soon as you stop chanting, as soon as you forget Krishna, you are in Maya. There is no man's zone. It's like where we have India and then there is Pakistan. So sometime between two countries there is no man's zone. But between Maya and Krishna there is no man's zone. Either you are in Maya or you are in Krishna. Because Maya means absence of Krishna consciousness. So Yamunacharya, when he heard these verses after a long time, and he came to this verse, Mai eva mana adatsva, mai buddhi niveshaya, nivesya seva mayeva, ata urdhvam na sanshaya. Krishna speaking, engage your intelligence in me, engage your mind in thinking of me. Then he remembered all the training he had received in his childhood. That's the advantage of good sanskaras, like we are having this new project, Gurukul. Radhakant Prabhu and his team, they are working hard to give facilities for the future of our society, the children. So the children are given the sanskaras, even though not all of them may become full-time devotees, so to say. But the sanskaras are there. And they will come back, even if they are not taking to it seriously, immediately after graduation. Sanskaras is eternally there. The story of Gajendra we see. That Gajendra was an elephant and he was attacked by the crocodile. And he fought for a long time. It says, Bhagavatam says almost 1,000 years. Demigods 1,000 years. Hare Krishna. Can you imagine? 1,000 or 10,000 years. Hare Krishna. He did not give up. But then in the end he realized that I can't do it because this is the water area. So our situation is similar. We hear the story of Gajendra, but actually it's our own story that we are all attacked by the crocodile of Maya. Very powerful. Like one devotee wrote a letter to Prabhupada that I am chanting Hare Krishna and still my mind is wandering. So what should I do? And Prabhupada replied, this will go on. It is a tug of war. Like you have tug of war. You know, you're going like this and then like this. So sometimes you'll be victorious. Sometimes Maya will be victorious. But in the end, if you don't give up, you'll be victorious. You should not give up the process of chanting. Chanting is a struggle. But material life is also a struggle. But material life, after all the struggle, ends in death. And you don't get anything. Or you may end up in even the lower planets. But Krishna consciousness struggle is glorious. Even if we are successful, if we are successful in this life, we go back to Godhead. If not, we still continue. Neha abhikamanashyasthi pratyavayuna vidyate svalpamapi asya dharmasya trayatamuhat. Even a little advancement is eternal. There is no loss. The material world, like for example, I have done B.Tech and Masters from United States. So after I die, if I take birth again and again seek admission, oh, I was a master's degree, I want to become PhD, they will say, come and join A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You have to join again. I can't say, oh, I was a master's, my certificates may still be there. You know, nobody will recognize it. Or if I have a bank balance of 10 crore, I don't have, I'm just saying. Very few of us have. And I die, and then I'm so attached. My next life also, I remember my ATM card number, and I claim. You cannot claim. Edhana yauvana putra parijan, it's all gone. Material things, we struggle for them, and not even a paisa we can take. Bible says like that. You come empty handed, you go empty handed. Whatever spiritual progress we have made, that is eternal. Srila Prabhupada wrote to Srila Jayapatak Swami Maharaj in 1968. Jayapatak Swami Maharaj was preaching in Bengal. So he wrote to Prabhupada that, I want to learn Bengali. The Prabhupada said, yes, you can learn Bengali, but in my opinion, if you have extra time, better you use that time to chant Hare Krishna more and more. And Prabhupada says, because death can come any time, and before death comes, we have to attain perfection in chanting. Because chanting is a, developing taste for chanting is not a 1 year process or a 2 year process. It may take a whole life or many lives. One has to be very persistent in the effort, in spite of the struggle of the mind, in spite of the tests of Maya. One has to struggle. And Krishna says that if you surrender to me in that struggle, I will take care. Like Gajendra, he was fighting and finally realized that I have to take shelter of Krishna. He remembered all the shlokas, all the prayers he had learned in his past life as King Indradyumna, whatever he has remembered, that all came back to his memory. How did it come? Sarvasya chaham ridhisanna vishto matasmritir gyan apohanamcha. From me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. When the living being wants to remember Krishna, Krishna gives him that remembrance. The living being just wants to enjoy, Krishna makes him forget. One cannot enjoy until one forgets the glory and the power and the mercy of the Lord. So Gajendra remembered all the previous verses and sincerely prayed to the Lord. It's also in this 8th canto, this story. And of course, Lord is appeared as Vishnu, yes, riding on a Garuda to save his devotee. Prabhupada says, actually Krishna is so anxious to help us. We just have to turn towards him with feeling and devotion. We take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps, 1,000 steps. And what is the size of Krishna's steps? When Krishna appeared as Vamana Dev, And 1 feet took the entire earth planet. Second feet, Swargaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Moharloka, Brahmaloka. It's a mega feet, giga feet, you know. What is the size of Vamanadeva's shoes? You know? So all we have to do is just chant with complete attention. When we are chanting, we should think there's nothing more important in the entire universe. Even if there's an earthquake or a tornado or a flood or a cyclone, that may be physical or maybe our mental cyclone, the mind rebelling, or family catastrophes, or relation problem, financial problem, all these are peanuts. All these problems are nothing. Krishna can solve all these problems in 1 second. Actually, these problems are sent by Krishna just so that we turn towards Him helplessly. The great devotee, Queen Kunti, what kind of problem she faced? Her husband died and her children were being harassed by her own family members. Can you imagine relatives trying to kill the other relative in a fire? There's always some misunderstanding in family member, but not to this extent that Duryodhana is trying to burn them to ashes in the Varanavat, is trying to give poison to Bhima, is insulting the wives of the Pandava. And ultimately there's a battle. But after all those calamities, Queen Kunti is praying, Vipada Santu Shashwat Tatra Tatra Jagatguru. Let all the calamities come. Because in those calamities I'm turning towards you. I can take shelter of you. And chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you can remember Krishna, that is the greatest gain. They said in the Puranas that one moment of remembrance of Krishna is the highest gain. It cannot be compared to any gain. And if you forget Krishna for one moment, that is the greatest loss, more than any other loss. So, whenever calamities come, internal or externally, one should take shelter of Krishna, especially in the form of the holy name. This complete absorption of the holy name will lead one to purification of heart. And when the heart is purified, then gradually the holy name will reveal Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. And all the pastimes of Krishna will appear. And then one can understand his relationship with Krishna. So coming back to the story of Yamunacharya, when Yamunacharya heard this glorification of Bhagavad Gita, he again remembered everything and he just wanted to become a hermit. And then Rameshwara told him to come further and he brought him to Sri Rangam. That treasure of Lord Ranganath. Very beautiful temple. Recently, last month I was there in Sri Rangam for 7 days. It's one place Lord Chaitanya spent 4 months just in one temple, Sri Rangam. Generally in South India, totally Lord Chaitanya spent 4 months, 2 years, and 4 months in one place. So what a very, very, very special place. So when Yamunacharya saw the beauty of Lord Ranganath, he became completely attracted and dedicated himself. And later on he wrote that famous verse, "Now that my mind is engaged in devotional service, when I think of sex life, I spit at the thought." This is the oft-quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada. That how param drishtva nivartate. One cannot give up material enjoyment until one achieves a higher taste. And what is that higher taste? That taste is for hearing about Krishna. That taste is for rendering devotional service to the Lord in the form of the deity, in the form of the holy name, or any service. And most of all, it is the taste for chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, explains that one should hanker for that taste. There's one very beautiful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says, "Kabe habe bolo, se din amar." Oh, when that day will come, aparada guchi, shuddha name ruchi, when all my offenses will be removed and Shuddha Nam I will get taste for the Holy Name. Korite Shri Krishna Nama Uchcharana Pulakita Deha Gadgad Vachan. And we are chanting the Holy Name, I will experience symptoms of ecstasy. Rupa Goswami has written a beautiful verse. When I chant the two syllables Krishna, it's Krishna, Krishna, I desire to have millions of tongues. And when that name enters into my ear, I desire to have many millions of ears. And when that enters into my heart, it conquers my heart. It becomes, the senses become conquered. Of course, that is a very high stage. We can begin by at least being very attentive. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that inattention leads to other offenses. So we should be very attentive. It's like I was in Tirupati before going to Srirangam. And there I got darshan relatively quickly. But what is relatively quickly means 3 hours. So after 3 hours of going through the queue system, then we get to see Lord Balaji for how many minutes? 5 minutes? Hardly a few seconds. Jargandi, chalo, po, po. Just for a few seconds, but we are very eager to see Balaji. So I was thinking that in the Hare Krishna mantra, there is Balaji, there is Radha Shyam Sundar, there all the avatars are there in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And yet I am so inattentive, I am so foolish, that I am telling the Lord, please let it get over soon. When I am going to Balaji Darshan, even though they are pulling me down, I want to stand more. But when Lord is coming as Hare Krishna mantra, I am saying to Lord, please, please, it's getting time. You know, I have other things to do. So most of us become time conscious rather than Krishna conscious while chanting. Because that is natural, because we are in this busy world, and also for devotional service we have to make schedules. But when we are chanting, we should think that this is the most important service for me. The Supreme Lord, with all His opulences and all His mercies, dancing on my tongue. Srila Prabhupada says that when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So like we see, when Krishna was dancing on Kaliya, in the beginning all the poison came out. And then later on, Kaliya became surrendered to Krishna. Even in the Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean, first of all the poison came. And then the nectar appeared. Similarly, when we are churning our hearts, the chanting process is like churning the heart, and all the impurities come out. One devotee was asking actually I remember 1 year back or so in Mayapur, he was asking Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj that, you know, I am chanting, but actually more impurities are coming out. I am probably a better person without chanting. So Maharaj said, go on chanting. Because in the beginning all the impurities will come out. So we should not be disappointed. Just like sometimes you see that the water, the top portion of the water in the gutter seems quite okay. But if you go down, you find all filthy things. So our heart is, for so many births, we have been in this material world. Practically millions of years. So when we start chanting, all the impurities come out. But one must not give up. One should chant with even more determination. Especially days like Ekadashi or appearances of Acharyas. That's the day when we can chant more, take shelter. One devotee, I think, His Holiness Lokanath Maharaji asked Prabhupada that on Ekadashi we should chant 25 rounds. Is that correct? Prabhupada said, no, I did not say like this. I said on Ekadashi we should not stop chanting. And then somebody asked about prasad, Prabhupada said, if you feel a lot of discomfort, you can drink little water. Yeah. Of course, that is extended, and you know, we may have to take whatever the body needs. But certain days, at least 2 days or 3-4 days a month, we should dedicate for the Holy Name. Because then and then alone we can conquer Maya. Now in case of Lord Shiva, Prabhupada is saying clearly, it is internal energy of the Lord. He is not attracted by an ordinary woman. But for us, you know, we should not think, oh, this is internal energy. You know, we are not on that level. And so we should always be very cautious. And the way we exhibit that cautiousness is by chanting more. I will just briefly discuss this pastime, which is very much relevant here, the story of Haridas Thakur. All of you know this story, but it's very purifying. Haridas Thakur was born in a village called Budhan district. Yeah, Budhan district. And he was actually Lord Brahma in his previous life. After the Brahma Vimohan Leela, Lord Brahma decided to perform austerities. He went to Mayapur, in Yogapit, and after thousands of years, he had darshan of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he prayed to Lord Gauranga that, please give me a break. I want in the next life that I have no managerial responsibilities. I just want to take shelter of the holy name. The Lord blessed him by saying that you will be born in a very low family. Now, how can that be a blessing? You know, so somebody blesses that you'll be born in a very low family. Because of that, he was very humble. And although he was born in a Muslim family, he was chanting the holy name from the very time he appeared. And as all of you know the story, Haridas Thakur was constantly persecuted, harassed, sometimes even beaten in 22 marketplaces. But he never gave up chanting the holy name. In one shloka in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says, Khanda khanda hai deha, jadi jai pran, tabu na chadi hari naam. Even if you cut my body into 1,000 pieces and cut each of the pieces into 1,000 pieces, still I will go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So this determination is very much needed. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but certainly we can follow in his footsteps. It's a very good practice to remember Haridas Thakur before we begin our chanting. Because by his mercy, we can take shelter of the holy name. Haridas Thakur, there's one story when Haridas Thakur was in Puri, Lord Chaitanya came to him and he asked him this question. He said, Haridas, Kalikale Yavana Apar, Go Brahmana Hinsa Kare Maha Durachar. In Kali Yuga, there are many people who are killing cows and Brahmanas. And how will they be delivered? How the Yavanas will be delivered? And I'm very unhappy. Prabhupada writes that Lord Chaitanya is even concerned not only about practicing devotees, but even about Yavans and those who are killers of the cow. Because from Lord Chaitanya's point of view, Aham Bija Pradapita, he is the father of all living beings. So Lord Chaitanya is asking this question to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, he replies, Prabhu, tumi chinta na kariha. Do not be in anxiety. Generally we see that the Lord is telling his devotee, Ma Shucha, do not be in anxiety. But here we find Haridas is saying, Chinta na karya. There's one temple in South India, in Kanchipuram, Varadaraj Swami, where the Lord is Varadaraj, means give us a benediction. It's written on the hand in Tamil language, Ma Shucha. The Lord is blessing. Do not be in anxiety. But here we see, the devotee is telling, do not be in anxiety. And Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport. We don't have so much time, but I would suggest you go through this. There, Prabhupada is saying that it's a duty of the devotee to try to relieve the Lord in the situation of anxiety. Not only the Lord is relieving the devotee is relieving the Lord. Not only is the Lord, the devotee glorifying the Lord likes to glorify his devotee. That is the relationship between Krishna and his devotee. Because the devotee serves the Lord so sincerely, the Lord wants to render service to his devotees. So here Prabhupada explains that one who tries to relieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety is the most confidential devotee. That's why we accept Prabhupada as a confidential devotee. Because he tried to relieve Lord Chaitanya's anxiety by preaching the glories of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. I read one story where Prabhupada was in Mathura after taking sannyas And one day he, this was much before he went to America, and Prabhupada came in the afternoon and he was about taking some prasad. It came a little late. And then he was telling one devotee with him that some other people are observing. He said, these other people, they are observing, they are thinking this is some old man taking prasad. They do not know what is Lord Chaitanya's plan for me. In other words, Prabhupada is an internal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was empowered to preach the glories of the holy name all over the world. So then Haridas Thakur replied that the Yavanas, many times they say the name Haram. Haram is a bad word. But in that Haram, there is Ram. So pure devotee says, Hey Ram, Hey Ram. And the Yavanas are saying, Haram, Haram. So the name Ram is common. So just by chanting the name of Ram, knowingly or unknowingly, they become purified. Just like you say in English, you know, hurry up, hurry up. So there also the name of Hari is coming. Hurry up, hurry down, hurry is everywhere. So somehow or other, one must take shelter of the name of Hari. I remember I was many years back, I was preaching in Hyderabad in one devotee's, we had a program in a devotee's home. And after the program, we were just sitting in the garden down and chanting. And one person came and said, Swamiji, don't sit here. So I said, what is the problem? You can also sit. Will please say Hare Krishna with me. Chant Hare Krishna. He said in Hindi, Main Hare Krishna Hare Ram nahi bolunga. I will not chant Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So I said, why? So he showed his beard, you know, like, I'm a Muslim, I don't chant. So I said, no problem, you can say Allah Akbar. So he became very happy. I said, I will chant Allah Akbar, but I will never chant Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So like that, 2-3 times he chanted. Somehow or other we must chant. I think it was in Hyderabad, some city in India, and Prabhupada, there was some argument going on, you know. Devotees, somebody was arguing whether Ram, the Hare Ram mantra, Ram is Parshuram or Ram is Balaram. Prabhupada said, doesn't matter. It includes all names. But we chant the name of Krishna. The Prabhudana Saraswati says, Dante Trinam. Put a straw between your teeth and fall and request people to chant the holy name. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, whenever there was some article in the Gaudiya Math, there were two articles in a common Bengali newspaper. In one article, there was glorification of the activities of the Gaudiya Math. In another article, there was criticism. So he told the devotees, count how many times the name Krishna is coming. And in the article where there was glorification, the name was coming 2-3 times. But in the criticizing, there were 10 times the name of Krishna appeared. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, this is better article. Because people will somehow remember the name of Krishna. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Shuite khaite yatha tatha naam le. That one who can remember Krishna even while eating and sleeping, he can attain all perfection. So here Haridas Thakur is saying to Lord, my dear Lord, tumi chinta na kara, please do not be in anxiety. Because the Yavanas, they are chanting the name Ram, knowingly or unknowingly, they are getting purified. Then Haridas Thakur told a story from Narsingha Puran that there was a wild boar and he was attacking a mlecha, and this mlecha was helpless. He knew he was going to die. You know, they have this big teeth and he just pierced the teeth in his chest. And as he was dying, this mlecha cried out, Haram, Haram, Haram. So indirectly he chanted the name of Ram. And Prabhupada goes on to explain in the purport that even if one doesn't chant the name of the Lord completely, if you chant, for example, Halim Riktam. Now in Halim you have Ha and Riktam you have Ri. In between there are other things. But still, you get the benefit of saying Hari. You know? See how merciful Krishna is. You know, he gives benefit of doubt. Just like Putana, she came to give Krishna poison. You know, not that she wanted to give milk and by mistake poison came. No, she wanted to give poison. But still, Krishna accepted the milk and the poison and liberated her. How merciful is Krishna? Aho bakiyam stana kala kut. So Krishna is so kind that inadvertently one chants the holy name, he gets purified. What to speak of those like all of you are chanting sincerely. Prabhupada would emphasize this point in one, I was reading one conversation of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said when should be chanting, we should always be chanting in a mood of urgency. Because we do not know how much time we have. Death can come any time. When we are chanting the holy name, it should be in a mood of calling out, like Gajendra the elephant was calling to the Lord. Draupadi was calling Krishna. If we chant somehow or other without intensity, there will be some progress. But if we chant with intensity, with that feeling that Krishna, please save me, I am drowning. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visham bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja siddhuli sadrisham vichintya. Oh my dear son of Maharaj Nanda, I am drowning in this ocean of birth and death. Please come, please rescue me. In that mood we can cry out, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Haridas Thakur quoted the story of Ajamil. He said, Ajamil, he was, you know the story of Ajamil, he was on his deathbed and when he saw the fearsome looking form of Yamadutas, he became afraid and he called out, Narayan, Narayan. He was not calling his the Supreme Lord Lakshmi Narayan, he was calling Ajamil Nandan Narayan. He was calling his own son. And the Vishnudutas came and Yamadutas, there was a controversy. And finally when the matter went to Yamaraj, Yamaraj said, please release him. Anybody who has chanted the holy name in any way, he becomes freed. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that from that time, whenever Yamadutas, they see devotees, they run away in fear. For Prabhupada says, for non-devotees, Yamadutas are dangerous. For Yamadutas, devotees are dangerous. Because they don't want to interfere in the activities of a devotee. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks another question. On this earth, there are many living entities. Some are moving, some are not moving, some are insects. How will they be delivered? How the animals will be delivered? Haridas explained, my dear Lord, when you went to the Jharkhand forest, you liberated all the animals. Even the tigers and the deers were embracing each other and chanting the holy name. Generally, the tiger and the deer never embrace each other. Because the deer will run away in fear seeing the tiger. The tiger sees the deer, is probably thinking, Mahaprasade Govinde. That's his food. But here we find the tiger and deer embracing the power of the holy name that can unite all living beings. And then Lord Chaitanya asked, what about the non-moving living entities, like the trees, how will they be delivered? And Haridas Thakur said, when there is loud kirtan, the pratidhwani hai, there is an echo. That echo is not echo, but it's the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. So how important is the chanting that we have in this temple every day, 24 hours practically. Kirtan. And within our own hearts, even though physically we may not be here all the time, the holy name should be vibrating every moment. Mahaprabhu told Kirtaniya Sadahari. And just few days back I was reading one purport of Srila Prabhupada to this famous word, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There are 9 items and Prabhupada writes purport to each item, very elaborate purport. And the purport to Kirtan, he says there are 10 offenses to be avoided. He gives the complete analysis of 10 offenses. And then Prabhupada says, the only way to avoid this offense is to chant 24 hours a day. Now one may say, how can we chant 24 hours? We have so many services. We may chant 2 hours on beads, but in our hearts, we should remember the name of Krishna with every breath. Because we do not know when that last breath will be there. If at the time of death we can remember Krishna, we can go back to Krishna. Ante Narayana Smriti. I was reading one conversation when Prabhupada was during his last days in 1977 Vrindavan. He was telling one devotee who was serving. Prabhupada said, now just let me hear the holy name. He said, no doctors, no injections, nothing. I just want the holy name. Then devotee requested at least some relief can be there with some. Prabhupada says, all right, maybe, but I want to concentrate on the holy name. And here in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was telling the devotees, do not think that this will not happen to you. We all have to face that final exam. So when we are chanting japa 2 hours, it's like a preparation. Like the students, they are given some preparation leave. They prepare. The final exam is in March or April, but the whole year there is preparation. Similarly, this whole life is a preparation. And the final exam is death. The difference is that here the final exam, the dates are not announced. And we cannot postpone. We cannot say to the examiner, please, I am not yet prepared. Of course, if we don't pass, we have one more chance next birth. But Prabhupada would always insist that try to finish the business in this life. I'll conclude with the particular pastime. Just in summary, how Haridas Thakur, we are discussing this, how Mohini Murti is, Lord Shiva is bewildered. But Haridas Thakur was tested by the prostitute. And Haridas Thakur's simple formula was that I will fulfill your desire, let me just chant after I finish my chanting. 1 day, 2 days passed. The third day, this prostitute who had come with evil intentions, she fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and surrendered. Haridas said, I knew this Ramchandra Khan who has sent you. I was going to leave this place immediately, but I stayed back just to deliver you. Now these are two stories in the Shastras which only great devotees like Haridas Thakur can do. A neophyte devotee like me cannot think of imitating. One is the story of Haridas Thakur with the prostitute. According to the law of the Shastra, Matra Shvastra Duhitrava, one should not be with a woman in a lonely place. So Haridas Thakur should have left. But he stayed back to deliver the prostitute. And that only person like Haridas Thakur can. And second story is of Narada Muni, when he was instructing the mother of Prahlad Maharaj in a lonely place. He wanted to give knowledge to Prahlad. Again, that ordinary person cannot imitate. But Narada Muni being exalted, sometimes the word Bhagavan is used for Narada. So Bhagavan Narada, as good as Supreme Lord. And second story is, this prostitute became a devotee, not just 16 rounds. She started chanting 192 rounds every day. Just see the power of the association of Haridas Thakur. That a person who is so sinful as the prostitute becomes such a great Vaishnavi that she started chanting 192 rounds. Only we preach for 1 year and people start chanting 1 or 2 rounds. And Haridas Thakur is just 3 days and she became a great Vaishnavi. Even great saints would go to have her darshan. About 10-15 years back, I went to the place in Bangladesh where Benapol, has anybody of you seen this place? Benapol. This Haridas Thakur's murti is there and this prostitute's murti is also there. It was with senior devotees like Sunyas Indradyumna Maharaj, Sunyas Radhanath Maharaj, and many devotees. So Maharaj was explaining that the glories of Haridas Thakur, that how he could make a person with even a sinful background into a great devotee. Then Maharaj explaining that this prostitute, now she has become Vaishnavi, even great sannyasis offer respects to her because she has become a great Vaishnavi. And last, but the point about Haridas Thakur delivering Maya Devi. Second time Maya Devi herself comes. You know, we are all attracted to the opposite sex because of the power of Maya, which is just a small drop percentage, 0.0001% of Maya, and we are bewildered. We see how King Ayati was attracted. We see Vishwamitra Muni was attracted by a small glimpse of Maya. Menaka is not complete Maya, just small glimpse. But in case of Haridas Thakur, Maya Devi herself came with a glowing effulgence, dressed very beautifully. Can you imagine? Don't imagine what would happen to any of us. You know? It's beyond. But Haridas Thakur used the same formula. I will fulfill your desires. Please hear the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the third day, Maya Devi, she submitted and said, actually I am Maya, I am the wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has given me Ram Nam, but Ram Nam cannot give Krishna Prem, it cannot give love of God, it can only give liberation. So please initiate me into the Hare Krishna mantra. And Prabhupada writes that, just see, that even Maya Devi became the disciple of Haridasa. So we can pray to such great personalities that we can get a drop of the taste for the holy name. We can beg their mercy. And by their mercy of Srila Prabhupada, their representatives and the previous acharyas, we can develop some love for the holy name. Hare Krishna. Request Pancha Goda Prabhu to enlighten us. Some comments, sir.
Very nice class.
I seek your blessings. You are one of the divine representatives of Prabhupada. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
If someone is doing Nama Pran, so he is called a Vaishnava, or he is not yet a Vaishnava?
One should not willingly indulge in Nama Parad. Knowingly or unknowingly, aparads may take place. Because there are three stages of chanting. The first stage is to, you know, like present stage, we are chanting, but there is aparad. And if you are chanting sincerely and praying to be free from offense, and not willingly doing, then gradually it will get cleared and we come to the stage of Nama Bhas. And then Nama Bhas gradually turns into Shuddha Nam. That is what we have learned from Prabhupada. So if somebody is chanting and still aparad, like, you know, certainly he is a Vaishnav. I mean, you cannot just say, oh, because he is doing aparad, he is not a Vaishnav. Then you will be bereft of many of the devotees. At least one is sincerely trying. However, if somebody is willingly doing aparad, especially if he is doing Vaishnav Ninda, then better to avoid. Pancha Goda Prabhu is a better person to explain. Am I right, Prabhuji? You like to add something? So one should be very careful not to associate with somebody who is willingly doing offences, especially Vaishnava Ninda. You know, it's very, because even though that person may be like this story of one Rup Kaviraj, he was a great devotee, very renunciate. But one time he was speaking in Radhakund, and Hemlata Thakurani, daughter of Srinivas Acharya, was listening. And you know, she was just naturally chanting holy name. Her tongue could not stop. And Rukaviraj tried to correct her that, oh, I'm speaking and why you are... So she was very humble. She did not say anything, but Rukaviraj fell down from the path. So even great renunciate offends a Vaishnavi, you know, you will fall down. So we should be careful not to associate with those who are offending devotees. And last question, Mr. You want to say something? Yes, Prabhu, comment.
Prabhuji, you were talking about the time of death. I've spoken to many people over the years about death. And my experience is because they can't see beyond death, they can't see what happens after the time of death. Therefore, they can't see their death because they can't see what's beyond it. Therefore, they can't understand or see death. So I've always been wondering how to help people in general, ignorant people, understand death a bit easier. So I was wondering if you have any... I know it's a difficult question. Mm-hmm. I know it's tough, but I'm here.
I will try to speak something. Vaishnavas can correct me. Prabhupada was always emphasized the basic points. Like in MIT, Prabhupada was speaking a lecture and he said, there are so many departments here, but where is the department which discusses about the difference between a living person and a dead body? So depending on the person, we have to give knowledge. Preaching doesn't mean just downloading everything, but just depending on the person. If that person is inclined and ready to hear about through shastras, then they can go through shastras and explain about death and life after death. If not, then one can use some allegory, like Narada Muni when he was speaking to the king story of Puranjana, to the king Prachina Bharishit. He used an analogy, and through the analogy he made the king understand his predicament. So Srila Prabhupada would also use very intelligently use techniques, seeing the person. The Prabhupada would say that, like here in India, relatively it's easy to tell a person about life or death. Even a common rickshaw wala would understand. But in other places, it might be more difficult. One has to pray to Krishna that, please give me the intelligence and the words so that I can help the person whom I am preaching to. When Krishna is in the heart and he is helping, if we have sincere desire to preach, Krishna will give us intelligence. In some cases, it may be best just to give them some prasad, so that they can purify till they understand about life after death. So depending on the situation. That right, probably you would like to add something. Please give the mic to Prabhu.
Yes, death is always the biggest challenge in people's lives, you know, that, well, how do you know what happens after death? And this is the basic reason why most people are willing to live reckless or irresponsible life, thinking that who knows what happens at the time of death. But as Arjuna was instructed by Krishna, very systematic, as a matter of faith, Shraddha, once the faith is developed by good association, you know, common sense, logic, reason, and then just repeat Prabhupada's teachings and the philosophy of the Vedic literature. And this is our basic, the words of Krishna. Krishna speaking about the eternality of the soul and what happened to death. You know?
So, all I can say is avoid the phone calls.
It's a very, very special place to be here in Vrindavan, to hear about, and you see it in front of you here, where many people who come and pass away. When you see the reality of people leaving this body, and then no for Master.
Yeah, see, Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gaur Netai Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Just read this. Someone said.
Sab group mein aa gaya wo.
Ye kitab wapas kar dena. Probably a smile is even more motivated than your lecture.
Huh?